This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randall. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white, or black, or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Demi Lovato recently revealed that they received a standing ovation from ghosts after singing to them, and the internet came through with some hilarious responses. Let's get into it.
Oh man, that's how irrelevant Demi Lovato is. Her whole fan base is just a bunch of ghosts. What a weird person she is. I love how we have to act like everything she does is normal. I don't care what she identifies as sexually. It has nothing to do with the decisions around her personal life that make you wonder if she's crazy. It's, oh my God, I have no talent. My music sucks now, so I got to rely on ghosts and a bunch of fairy tale crap to have attention. Like, essentially, to be relevant, she's talking about seeing ghosts, which we know she's not seeing. Like, a commendable artist makes music or a good TV show or a good movie. She's like, oh, I saw a ghost last week while doing a bunch of shrooms in the middle of Joshua's desert. Come on now. She's a phony.
Demi's Out of This World TV show, Unidentified, arrived on Peacock in September.
Yeah, literally this unidentified show on Peacock where she sees ghosts. Yeah, it's literally no different than Criss Angel, but you just put Demi Lovato on it. Everyone's like, whoa, Demi Lovato saw ghosts? She's no different than us. Just because she's a fake celebrity seeing fake ghosts doesn't make it any different than any of the other shows from the past. Does that make sense? Like, everyone's going, oh my God, Demi Lovato seeing ghosts. It's like, well, there were a bunch of ghost hunter shows from the 2000s, and they saw ghosts, and nobody cared then.
And let's just say it's received its fair share of mixed reviews. Unidentified follows Demi and a crew of their friends and family as they road trip across the country and
doing a bunch of drugs. No wonder you see ghosts.
In search of definitive answers to some of the biggest questions about extraterrestrial life.
Trust me, if there is any other life out there hanging out, they're not going to come to planet Earth and go, oh my God, I want to hang out with that sociopath that makes everything about her being Demi Lovato. That's who I want to hang out with. No, they would want to hang on, like, let's say, Ybor City.
The series has churned out some seriously hilarious meme material.
That's the thing. It's a meme show. It's not to be taken seriously. The problem is a lot of people that think that Demi Lovato is good at music would also take the show seriously. So a lot of people are taking this seriously.
Like when Demi told Pedestrian that the term alien is derogatory.
Yeah, you're talking about fictional things. Oh, it's so derogatory. You talk about a human being demeaned by your sex or race, that's fine. Whatever you want to identify as, I don't give a crap. But when you're talking about, oh, I'm offended by the word alien, they're not even real. We haven't even seen one green thing fall from the sky. We're like, I want to defend their honor and their culture. It's a fictional character.
Like when Demi told Pedestrian that the term alien is derogatory and that we should call them ETs.
And just because Demi Lovato says it, we got to be so woke now.
Never change, Demi.
She won't.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
A quick little segment. So this is Happy Hour. It's heard on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. It's also on Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, ZRadioLive.com. And you can search Z Radio Live on the Odyssey and TuneIn Radio app. And this following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. When I tell you that they are the best hot sauce in this whole wide world, I'm a man of my words. Like, they're just not limited to being the best hot sauce in Tampa Bay. It expands and manifests. They are the best hot sauce in the whole universe. So when you go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, there has all the locations of where you can purchase their product in person in Florida. But if you don't live in Florida, do not worry. Do not have a panic attack. Don't feel bad, even though you're kind of missing out. You can always order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. And when you get that product, tag us on Instagram at RyanHoppyRadio at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce and let us know what you cook up.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Woo! I am caffeinated tonight. This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you and you. And don't think I forgot about you. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I'm not saying a rich CEO wouldn't dig my lowbrow content. But this is especially for the person out there. You're working at 9 to 5. You're not really digging your job. You're not really digging your life. I want to make this show make time go by and you can be entertained by my witty one-liners and the way that I rant about the celebrity news from a male's perspective. Oh man, that sounds very toxic. Nothing worse than toxic masculinity. Nothing worse than a little midlife crisis Gen Xer taking a rage out on you. Have you noticed that trend recently? Gen Xers are mad that they're going to be dead soon, so they're all grumpy now, and they're like, we went from edgy guys in the 80s and 90s that banged chicks to now we're watching our kids grow up, and we're angry. Oh, man. All the Gen Xers out there. Oh, yeah, we're not the boomers, or we're not the millennials. Relax. You're not great either.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Lindsay Lohan is engaged.
Oh, I'm blushing right now.
She and boyfriend Bader Shamas are all set to say I do.
I love the idea that we don't know this dude. That means she has a private life. I know this person who is a deadbeat father. And he almost made a documentary with Michael Lohan, and I was like, oh, what a surprise. Like, whenever you find out that somebody is hanging out with Michael Lohan, the person that ruined Lindsay Lohan, you're not really surprised. Man, Lindsay Lohan has had a hard life. She has had a hard go at it, man. In that era of the paparazzi not really giving a crap about your human rights and just, you know, just bothering you in public. Like, they do that now, but they're more, you know, human. But, man, Lindsay Lohan walking down Beverly Hills, that's where she wants to be. Yeah, that is not good for your mental health.
The actress shared the big news to Instagram early Sunday morning, posting a carousel of photos of her alongside her now fiancé, plus some peeks at the eye-catching engagement ring.
Oh, yeah. So important, the engagement ring, not the love and marriage that will end in cheating.
And we already know how Mama Lohan feels. Lindsay,
she's like, finally, she found the good guy that doesn't do a lot of cocaine.
His mother, Dina, tells ET in a statement, "My heart is whole. For a mother, there is nothing more important than to see your children happy and loved.
Something I never felt from Michael."
Her beautiful new journey begins. Love and light.
Oh, man, I bet every time Michael gets brought up, it's just passive-aggressive shots at the father.
So, what's there to know about Bader? Well, not much at the moment.
Why? I mean, let's get the info. You're forever famous, buddy. You're having sex, and you're going to wife down Lindsay Lohan. We never thought that was going to happen, and you just wiped her down, my friend. What is that like? She's had a fun 35 years or however old she is. I bet his track record isn't clean either.
A couple first sparked romance rumors in early 2020 when Lindsay posted this pic to Instagram.
But if you're looking for a partner, what are you looking for?
Someone that can, you know, take care of me because my father never did.
In a partner.
Someone who's hates the spotlight.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's what she found.
No, seriously, someone who doesn't have Instagram. Like,
oh, man, she really hit the jackpot. Wow. I mean, you can go to the Hard Rock and go, oh, man, I want to hit the jackpot tonight. And you might not even really hit the jackpot as much as Lindsay. Did you see how I, like, was talking very slow to load this jackpot music? I'm doing radio production. No, but I'm going to the point that literally you could go to the Hard Rock Cafe and hit jackpot after jackpot. But no jackpot you're going to hit by having your midlife crisis gambling session at the Hard Rock Casino is even equivalent. Lindsay Lohan's jackpot is bigger than yours. The fact that she was able to manifest a man who, you know, doesn't want the spotlight and just wants to bang her. All right, that's getting irritating. Yeah, it's good for her. Like, you literally get what you put out there. I remember I was talking to my fitness trainer. It's like, I want a girlfriend to live with and have sex with. And whoa, what happened? I manifested that.
Like, a smart businessman.
Well, Lilo, you might have spoken your dream guy into existence.
Yeah, you did.
Bader is a financier for a Switzerland-based banking firm, according to his LinkedIn profile.
There's nothing more anonymous than working for a firm.
Wow. And while he does have Instagram, his account is private.
What a baller.
Features less than 50 posts, so not a bad compromise.
And thank God they came through.
Lindsay's love life update comes just weeks after a big career one.
What?
The actress is starring in an upcoming and yet to be titled holiday rom-com.
Oh man, we are just living in the 2000s again.
It's the holiday season. You know, I like the crisp, cold weather.
Yeah.
Well, she's...
You're a little weird.
Certainly does look gleeful in this winter setting. Netflix released the first look of Lindsay and love interest Cord Overstreet.
Oh, he's so handsome.
The film is slated to debut on Netflix next year.
Oh, I can't wait. We're going to be... It's going to be like 12. Man, I'm ruining this joke. It's going to be like 12:01, and it's the beginning of the next day. Let's say that show were to come out on a Friday, October 18th. And you're like, oh, my God, I am waiting with anticipation for 12:01 a.m. to begin. And then all of a sudden, I'm able to watch the Lindsay Lohan movie. We're going to be waiting in line online, waiting for that to be updated on the Netflix platform. Oh, we can't wait to watch Lindsay Lohan's movie.
Gleeful in this winter setting, Netflix released the first look of Lindsay and love interest Cord Overstreet.
Yeah.
The film is slated to debut on Netflix next year.
We'll be waiting.
Do you want to settle down, have a family?
At 11:59 p.m. Oh, no, it reached midnight. Yes. The movie is now updated on Netflix. All right, what the hell is Lindsay saying now? Oh, man, she is just up to a lot today. She is a jack of all trades, more of a Jane of all trades, rather. Just saying.
Here.
Do you want to settle down, have a family one
yeah,
day?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. I want to have a family and kids.
Back in 2019, Lindsay opened up to E.T. about what she wants for her career and love life.
Well, she was such a party girl for so long that you know she needs this routine, this 9-to-5 or whatever she has.
Would you ever date a celebrity again?
I don't know.
It's from 2019. This is 2 years ago.
You're dating right now. I haven't met anyone.
And then he just popped out of the sky.
That's like, I haven't met anyone that's hit those, like.
Yep.
I don't know that mark.
That was a good quote. Man, I'm glad she found somebody.
But if you're looking for a partner, what are you looking for in a partner?
Someone who's.
Yeah.
Hates the spotlight.
That's what you got. And you played this clip twice in this news report. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. We will be right back on
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I wouldn't lie to you. I would not put you in the wrong direction. I want everybody to win in this short lifetime. I'm not rooting for anybody to lose. So when you go to FitSageFitness.com, you're getting Devin Prasad, the best trainer in all of the Bay Area. But guess what? Don't worry. Do not have a panic attack if you don't live in the Tampa Bay area so you can't access Devin for an in-person workout. You can always do virtual workouts. You can always work out online. You can always work out on your smartphone. You can make it happen, Captain. But all you got to do, man, got to make yourself do it. I can't grab your smartphone and go, hey, go to FitSageFitness.com. I can't type it in on your laptop. You got to put in the work first. So go to FitSageFitness.com. Tell Devin I sent you. He'll hook you up.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face?
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson gave one lucky tourist a vacation memory to last a lifetime.
What, a threesome?
Dutch.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I don't see. I'm not opposed. It doesn't make sense. I can't imagine Kim would be opposed to a threesome is what I'm trying to say. Some random guy, hey, can I have a threesome? Can we do a devil's three-way with you and Pete Davidson? She's like, what the hell not?
Tourist, a vacation memory to last a lifetime.
DP?
Dutch music journalist Paul Bearwijk spotted the reported couple enjoying breakfast at the Beverly Hills Hotel over the weekend and scored Instagram photos with each of them.
I think it's a sexy couple, man. God bless Pete Davidson. Everybody out there projects their insecurity on the Pete because they never got the girls that Pete got and they hate it and are looking at a wife that they don't love. Man, there is something about his pimp game. If he's getting every actress in Hollywood, he's winning. I love the dudes that proclaim behind the keyboard or on the radio, oh, yeah, Pete Davidson's a loser. He's on SNL, and he's the only good part of SNL. He had a movie with Judd Apatow. He has sold out concerts, comedy specials, is on SNL, was engaged to Ariana Grande, banged Larry David's daughter, banged Kate Beckinsale, banged Kim Kardashian, banged all these people. Oh, but such a loser because I'm projecting my insecurity onto him. You cannot look at Pete Davidson and go, oh, he's a loser. You can think he's not funny. You can think he's not talented, but if you're going to proclaim that he's a loser, you're projecting yourself onto him.
Paul shared details with Access Hollywood about his A-list encounter, revealing that he recognized Pete first. And
yeah, he got the tattoos and the big ass right next to him. Of course you're going to notice that. What a combination.
Then took a second look because he knew about the romance rumors surrounding the Saturday Night Live comedian and the beauty mogul. And sure enough, Pete's date was indeed, quote, the one and only Kim K.
I bet when Kim's just on top and they're doing her thing, she just sees her life flash before her eyes. She's banged the elite of the elite. Every NFL player, every rapper, NBA player, all the athletes, all the rappers. And then she's banging this comedian that's kind of a slacker. It's got to be interesting to go from being, you know, banged by people that have CTE. Well, I guess Pete Davidson's got brain problems. But you're banging all these, like, aggressive athletes, and then you're banging a dude that probably has anxiety. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be a transition for Kim Kardashian.
Paul recalled to Access how he'd already snapped a photo of Kim's pop-up store nearby. Yeah. So despite wondering if he might, quote, embarrass himself, he decided he...
All right, well, you did. And the fact that you're waiting around going, hey, can I really meet Kim Kardashian? Yeah, you're kind of a weird guy.
Had the perfect icebreaker. So he showed Kim his picture of her shop and asked for a photo with her, to which she said, of course.
You know what this guy is? Okay, so we had this dude named Eric at John Hersey High School when I was growing up, and he was this rich, privileged kid who always knew where the celebrities were going to be in town. And this is like in 2010, 2011, and he would bring his digital camera and be like, oh my God, I'm with Kim Kardashian. And I think it was like Chris Humphries or whatever. And he met every celebrity ever. This dude that took the selfie with Kim Kardashian is if that dude never grew up and is 38 years old, finding out where the celebrities are going to be in town. And it's like, oh my God, I need this selfie with Kim Kardashian to get 200 likes on Facebook to validate that I feel empty inside because I chase after celebrities and not my own personal growth.
And Pete took two shots before posing with Paul himself.
Yeah.
Paul went on to add that Kim was, quote, stunning, and that she...
Oh, no, she's ugly. Well, what is he going to say? Oh, she's a whore.
And Pete, quote, looked happy while chatting with each other. Paul's...
I would be too. I'm banging Kim Kardashian. Oh, I'm just taking a swig of this rain energy drink.
That it seemed they had already been at their table for a while and left shortly after talking with him.
Yeah, they were like, oh, let's not talk to any more people. I can imagine if you're an introvert like Pete Davidson, and even Kim Kardashian seems like a bit of an introvert, even during a sex tape. There wasn't anything really where you're going, oh my God, she's a real giver. She's there to get the job done, but she's not going out of her way to please them. You know, it's fine. Some people have sex like that. They do just the bare minimum, just enough to get the partner happy. But when you manifest that person that, they go over to make sure that you're happy, you appreciate that person. And you're not getting that from Kim Kardashian. I'm just saying.
According to Paul, they didn't appear to have security with them.
Yeah. Pete's going to have to learn very soon. When you're around Kim Kardashian, yeah, you're going to have to need to get some security guards. You need to hire some security guards to always surround you guys.
And he didn't see them on their phones either.
They're really living in the moment. I mean, if I'm Pete Davidson, you know, he grew up listening to Kanye, obviously, and he grew up jerking off to that porn. This has to be a mind app for him. The fact that everybody he grew up worshiping, he's either banging them or banging somebody that's banged them. Like, he's literally Eskimo Brothers with all his heroes from growing up.
Though the duo hasn't officially clarified their relationship status, things do look to be heating up.
Oh, and then by the way, you know what I think? I'm glad it's heating up for them. You know what I think is the most repulsive opinion you can have about Pete Davidson? Out of all the slander that innocent angel that doesn't deserve it takes, there is one thing about Pete Davidson that everybody needs to quit throwing in their face. The very conservative mindset, the very lowbrow mindset, the very unintelligent mindset, a community college mindset, And that is the mindset of, oh, well, Pete Davidson makes 9/11 jokes. I'm offended by him. He lost his dad to 9/11. And if that is how he gets through the pain, is making other people laugh because he's a very damaged person, let him have that. That whole mindset of, oh, I'm offended by 9/11 jokes because Pete Davidson said it. He pretty much has the free pass to do that. He lost his father. When you lose your father, you lose the manly side of you. I had that happen at age 21 for me. It happened at like age 8. I think Pete Davidson is allowed to make jokes about 9/11. I think he gets the free pass.
The Skims founder and her mom, Kris Jenner, helped ring in Pete's 28th birthday.
Yeah, he's taking that picture with this rapper and Kris and Kim, and Pete's like, I'm turning 28 years old and I'm banging Kim Kardashian.
Alongside Flavor Flav earlier this month, and they've been spotted looking cozy multiple times since.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Pete and Kim first made headlines when they enjoyed a Halloween outing to Not Scary Farm with friends.
Yeah, she's like, I want to live like the peasants.
Friends and family, even clasping hands on a roller coaster ride.
And she's like, how could I really find a peasant? Like, I need a peasant that's really a peasant, but also lays the D down. And they're like, oh, that's Pete Davidson. And he'll ruin you emotionally, but sexually, oh yeah.
Just weeks earlier, they shared a kiss during an Aladdin-themed sketch.
Yeah, if you watched that Aladdin sketch, there was no way they weren't banging. I was watching SNL with my girlfriend when it happened. That's what happens when you have a girlfriend. You watch TV with them. And we were watching this SNL skit of Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian as Aladdin. I think it's Princess, I don't know, Jasmine, one of those princesses. And they're up in the sky on this... on this rug, and Pete Davidson and Kim kiss for a second, and the way they kissed, you could tell that she's giving him a head, and he's banged her. Like, there was an energy to it. Like, it was a kiss. Like, you know when that married couple kind of shows off their kissing skills when they have their first kiss as a bride and husband? You know when they're up at the altar, and they're like, you can now kiss the bride, and there's that couple that goes, mum, 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 and they really eat up the face to let you know that they're going to bang that bride really hard that night. You know that energy of that aggressive makeout? That was the whole makeout between Pete and Kim, and you looked at it, and you went, they are banging.
During Kim's SNL hosting debut.
Yeah. All right. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856 494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Oh my God, 2005 called again. We're going to hear about Mandy Moore. Woohoo!
Mandy Moore is slamming a paparazzo who followed her on a walk with her 9-month-old son August over the...
All right, let me rewind this here.
Mandy Moore is slamming a paparazzo who followed her on a walk with her 9-month-old son, August, over the weekend.
In like a weird way, like, it sucks that that is what keeps Mandy Moore relevant. That's unfortunate that that's what she needs to be relevant, is that her kid gets followed. Because Mandy Moore is a good actress. I thought she was very talented. So the fact that she's having to protect her kid, it's like, man, some of the paparazzi can be real scumbags. Like, I get it's a business, but like, Mandy Moore is not that important. Can you leave her kid alone, you sociopathic dirtbag? Oh, wait, you're doing paparazzi as a full-time job. You're a sociopathic. Sociopathic dirtbag.
On Sunday, the This Is Us actress sent a fiery message to a photographer on her Instagram story, writing, quote, to the paparazzi dude who just tried to join me and my son on our walk for the second Sunday in a row, you can kindly off.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah, she's out there speaking out her mind about it. You go out there and you get that paparazzo. Problem is, the paparazzo is going to be more motivated to keep instigating it because he's not a good person. So the problem is, you almost have to kind of like ignore it, because when you let the paparazzo know it's bothering them, then they come out and attack. Because that's what happened to Britney Spears.
She went on to say it was the same person who snapped pics of her and her husband before she gave birth, adding, quote, same.
That guy is a huge fetish for me.
Dude that harassed Taylor and I when I was 10 months pregnant and Jackson was in the hospital fighting for his life.
Oh.
I know my line of work puts me in a position for this kind of stuff, but go find someone who courts it, you know?
It's a pretty good point. No one goes, oh my God, Mandy Moore is such an attention whore.
You live in a quiet part of town for a reason. You weren't invited to tag along on my day.
I kind of get it. I really get it.
Mandy later posted a picture of her dog laying in front of her couch and said that he was bummed they only got a block away before they had to turn around.
Oh, man. She's really living that private life. Like, she is really saying, I do not want to be a celebrity at all.
Despite the...
I mean, she literally has the name of any basic wife, like Mandy Moore. Like, can, like, you know what we should do? It's just elect her as not famous anymore. Because literally, that's the most bland name ever. We can just put her into oblivion. We can forget about her. Mandy Moore? Who the hell is that? I mean, we're already saying that now. Just kidding. Mandy Moore, you add so much to the world. All the movies you've made lately. Oh, you're so talented.
Turn around. Despite the interruption to their stroll, the 37-year-old seems to be enjoying life as a new mom.
Oh,
on Friday,
good.
She shared a silly video of her son trying cranberries. And
all right, she's being a mother, yawn. 856-49-HOPPY. I got a little bit of a PSA. I got a little bit of an announcement to make. Just because you're a parent does not make you any better than me. Wow. Your significant other put semen into you and you produce the kid. Woo! What an accomplishment. I'm not saying being a parent is not hard. I'm not saying being a parent is easy, but I'm tired of this immediate applause when somebody produces the kid where we're like, woo, good job. You didn't know how to pull out. You didn't know how to put on the condom. Because here's the problem. The movie Idiocracy is coming to life. All the idiots who are having six kids by age 26 are popping out kids like they want a new Tic Tac for their bad breath from their lunch from this afternoon. But then the problem is the original lead, like Pat McAfee, the former punter for the Indianapolis Colts, who now does the Pat McAfee show. He was the one that interviewed Aaron Rodgers a few weeks ago. Yeah, he just announced pretty much that his wife can't have kids. And they're going to try to do all those different things. But it's like, they're millionaires. They'd be great parents. Why the hell are they not able to have kids? But all the imbeciles out there that don't know how to do a pullout game. Yeah, it's like, why are they just producing kids? It's so unfair. And I'm not saying they shouldn't be allowed to have kids, but I'm kind of saying that.
Happy Hour
will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Westchase Printing on Instagram and Twitter. When I tell you that they are the best in the Bay, they can make you posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need. And when you get that invoice, tell them I sent you.
Happy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Let's rant.
Cyber Monday is upon us, and today is expected to break records with around...
Yeah, let's buy things that we don't really need. Woohoo!
$11 billion set to be shelled out online.
Yeah.
As retailers drop digital deals on big wishlist items.
Oh, true.
All in the hopes of bouncing back after a dismal Black Friday turnout.
Yeah, no one really has the money. No one really wants to go out to get items that don't really matter when you're laying in the ground.
It's emptier than I expected it to be.
Discounts on fewer items, this year's foot traffic failed to reach pre-pandemic numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And in a Black Friday first, shoppers actually spent less money online compared to last year.
Yeah, we don't have money. Everything's going up. There's no jobs. No one wants to make anybody full-time to pay benefits. There's no money. Why would we go to buy things on Black Friday that we don't fucking need? All these out-of-touch announcers that make a million a year, they're going out buying things at Macy's. Us average Joes, we can't afford fucking shit.
The sales slump comes after a slew of smash-and-grab robberies.
Oh, that's good.
High-end and big-box retailers.
I'm glad they're all just doing well. We're just doing so good, man. Because, you know, America's not that old, right? Like, but how fast time flies? If you could live to be the three, if you could live to be 300, you would have been alive when there were slaves. Like, America's not that old. You know what I mean? And we're failing. We're failing bad. We're not winning at all. Robert Little from Black Sports Online on Twitter, one of my favorite follows, he tweeted out something. He said, America is like Jeff Fisher's coaching career. And if I can explain Jeff Fisher's coaching career to people that don't know who Jeff Fisher is, he coached the Tennessee Titans. And like, you would be 8-8, some years 7-9. But like, you were competitive. You had a lot of flaws, but you were winning.
Across the country. In Los Angeles, a string of heists put police on tactical alert.
Oh, man, it's got to be fun being a cop today. Woohoo! Bow down to our men of service because they have no flaws at all. Blue Lives Matter because they're so noble.
I haven't been coming out as often, like, to this area. Just
yeah, me neither.
Because I know, like, stores have been getting hit.
Outside of concerns over shopping safety, industry insiders say discounts posted in the days and weeks before Black Friday.
Gas prices are going up. Inflation's happening. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, and robberies. Whoa, we are just doing so well as a country. We are winning right now. Good job, guys.
Had consumers checking off their gift lists earlier than ever.
I don't even know what I'm going to get anybody, man. Give me some money. Give me money, money, money.
One survey found almost two-thirds of people started their holiday shopping before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, because, I don't know. Shopping's not important to us. We're not the boomers. We don't have access to all this money. The retail, they think like we're the boomers in Gen X, where we had all this money and money and money. When we're frugal now. We don't go out as much. You know what I mean?
I started my holiday shopping back in July.
Today,
well, then you're just shopping at that point.
Today's deepest discounts will be on clothes, toys, and electronics.
I've been shopping since July, but I'm going to call it holiday shopping so I can be hip for this news report. When they came up to me and said, do you shop? And you go, yeah, just say this quick little one-liner for us.
Thanksgiving.
I started my holiday shopping back in July.
Yeah.
Today's deepest discounts will be on clothes, toys, and electronics.
Uh-huh.
But the online shopping surge may trigger Christmas chaos.
Chaos around Christmas? That never happens. Usually it's from your weird uncle that goes, hey, how's it going?
With delivery delays and a backlog of orders because the supply chain is in crisis.
Oh, it is in crisis, and no one wants to admit it.
And with shipping containers backed up in ports.
Oh, that's good. And we're just hanging out, just getting nothing done.
Some big names like Gap and Target are
that's good.
Now flying in products from overseas factories.
Oh, the world's just doing well. We're just not crashing or anything.
To meet holiday demand.
And now that you don't have Trump to bash and blame, like, are we going to blame Biden? I'm not trying to get political, but I'm saying I don't think things are any better or any worse with Trump gone. Like, when are we going to begin having the discussion? When are we going to begin being genuine, being real, being honest? Oh, the problem is politics is not genuine. It's not real. It's not honest. So you're never going to get that in a discussion.
Meanwhile, from the air to the ground.
Yeah.
It's a mad dash to dodge delays and get those gifts out the door.
Oh, man, this Christmas is just going to be one to remember.
The best advice for those with a must-have item on.
Do it now!
On their list, buy now before it's too late.
Honestly, you're a jerk off if you're like, can I get a PS5 on December 23rd?
Now you can see behind me, packages are now going onto these Amazon Prime Air planes. And
I wonder how many girls Jeff Bezos has had orgies with on those planes.
As I watch the
get a blue light, see semen all over the wall, just hanging out. I'm Jeff Bezos, sperm!
Packages go into the belly of the plane. I can't help but think about deadlines. The first major deadline you should know about for shipping your gifts is December 15th. That is for USPS ground shipping.
Do it now. Don't even wait. You're honestly an idiot if you wait.
And I know it feels like it's far away, but that's only 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, we know time flies. It's crazy.
Now, basically, guys.
All right. This is just a passive aggressive. We let you know things from the Today Show. We're better than you.
The Thanksgiving 2021 travel rush now in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, it is.
With airlines celebrating their heaviest passenger loads in 2 years.
Well, when you go from nobody going on planes to everybody going on planes, you're going to have surges.
On Sunday, the...
It's like if you go from having $0 to $50, you had a $50%. I can't do math. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll, like, add the... never mind.
Biggest travel day yet. The TSA estimating 2.4 million flyers took to the sky.
Oh, woohoo! That's so important.
When you want to... Haven't seen family in 2 years?
Yeah, time flies and you don't really care anymore.
Sometimes you mask up and do what you gotta do.
Yeah, you mask up, you superheroes. Wow. Those are the people that have to let you know, I got the booster shot. Look at me. Look at my selfie with the booster shot. It's so cool. I mask up. I got that as my Facebook profile picture. Masking up.
Over the entire Thanksgiving travel period, an average of 2 million passengers and more traveled each day. The most since 2019.
I bet the airport was just a fun old dandy time. None of the TSA agents at JFK were complete jerk-offs.
To avoid a repeat of the mass cancellations that began over the summer.
It is the mass cancellations, the great resignation, man. Everyone's quitting.
And extended into October. Airlines streamlined operations and staffed up.
Yeah.
Air travelers and road warriors also benefited from blue skies and clear weather across.
Well, that helps when you don't have snow and hurricanes, and it would probably make flying easier. That is a great point today's show. Clear skies and good weather made flying a good experience for the airplanes. You're saying they don't want to fly into a hurricane? Whoa, what a concept.
Air travelers and road warriors also benefited from blue skies and clear weather across most of the country. Though on Sunday, rain showers in the northwest and snow flurries in the northeast delayed.
Ah, so basically, planes got delayed because of weather.
Some flights, while traffic volume slowed travelers at critical airports in Florida.
Yeah. The Florida airports are kind of wild. They're kind of crazy. Kind of insane. The Tampa airport is just the most Tampa airport ever. It's very laid back, and you go to O'Hare, and everyone's an uptight jerk-off.
Including Tampa, Orlando, and Palm Beach.
Yeah, that's what
here
I said.
At Denver International Airport, the nation's third busiest, passenger traffic is surging. 69 million passengers in 2019.
A lot of people.
80 million expected in 2025.
Uh-huh.
Denver, a key hub for United and Southwest.
Suddenly, I don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY. This next headline is going to end in something interesting. I don't know what's going to happen, but this whole trial creeps the hell out of me.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the once wealthy jet-setting companion of...
It's just fun saying Ghislaine, not Jolaine. Just say Ghislaine. She's such a scumbag, we don't even need to say her real name. Ah, Ghislaine!
Ghislaine Maxwell, the once wealthy jet-setting companion of Jeffrey Epstein, will now be tried as his conspirator.
It's so creepy how creepy they are. Like, you look at them and they got no conscience. They are just evil, evil people.
An alleged scheme to recruit 4 underage girls for sex.
Have a look at what's happening for the first time in history.
The 6 criminal counts Maxwell faces are focused on a decade-long period between 1994 and 2004.
Yeah.
When prosecutors say Maxwell assisted, facilitated, and contributed to Epstein's abuse of minors by helping him recruit, groom, and ultimately abuse victims.
Well, you know what's weird, too? It's like, think about what you were doing in the 2000s. Like, we were all growing up. I was in second, third, and fourth grade. You know what I'm saying? And, like, while I'm growing up, like, this was going on. You know what I mean? Like, think about what you were doing 20 years ago. And, yeah, this was going down. It is just icky.
In some cases, Maxwell allegedly was present for and participated in the sexual abuse of minor victims, according to the indictment. And prosecutors say the scheme involved getting the alleged victims to travel to Maxwell's personal residence in London.
Imagine how many people she knows went there.
And Epstein's residences in New York City, Florida, and New Mexico. Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to all counts.
Oh, and the other problem, no media is allowed inside of the courtroom. Oh, but the Kyle Rittenhouse circus. By the way, if you're a defender of Kyle Rittenhouse, you are a jerk-off. It's okay to think, I guess you think he's innocent, even though he's a piece of garbage. And I wouldn't want him dating my daughter. Ah, look at me. I got a gun. I got a small dick. Ah. Fuck Kyle Rittenhouse. But, you can at least think he's innocent, you know what I mean? But you're like, whatever. But why do you treat him like he's a god? He's just a punk white kid from Wisconsin. He's really no different than anybody in Wisconsin. You're bowing down to somebody from Wisconsin. Do you hear yourself? You're bowing down to someone from Wisconsin. That should never happen. Here's the thing. If you're going to allow TV cameras in the circus of the Kyle Rittenhouse case, you should allow cameras in the Ghislaine Maxwell case where teenage girls were raped and kidnapped. Oh, we got to protect the rich and elite.
The four unidentified victims named in the indictment are expected to testify.
Yeah.
Two of them were just 14 years old when they allegedly met Maxwell, according to prosecutors.
Yeah.
In recent years, several women have shared their stories publicly. In 2019, one of Epstein's accusers, Virginia Roberts Giuffre, told Savannah what she witnessed when Maxwell allegedly brought her to Epstein's Palm Beach home.
What happened?
So I follow Ghislaine up the stairs through Jeffrey's bedroom and into a bathroom, and there's this man laying naked on a green massage table in the middle of the room.
That same year, Jennifer Arose told Savannah she was just 15 when she was raped by Epstein.
Did Jeffrey Epstein rape you?
Yeah, no, he raped me. Forcefully raped me, but knew exactly what he was doing. What hurts even more so is that if I wasn't afraid to come forward sooner, then maybe he wouldn't have done it to other girls.
Arose has separately sued Maxwell, claiming she facilitated her alleged abuse. She is not expected to testify during the trial.
Maxwell denies the allegations in that lawsuit. In this case, if she's found guilty, she faces up to 70 years in prison, Savannah.
She's not getting that. This is going to end in a weird, weird fashion.
Have any idea what kind of defense strategy we might see?
The fact that they have everybody? They have everybody's info? All the cameramen in the case probably went to that island? George Stephanopoulos probably went to that island? A lot of people probably went to that island and they are afraid of what happens. If all that info comes out...
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir Academy of Martial Arts is the best in the Bay, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not put you in the wrong direction. 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. AmirAcademy.com is the place to be. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have nine $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And
like
20
up.
Minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get them up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, six beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
$9,000 prostitute, please.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
You talk about Charles asking Camilla what he thinks the complexion of the baby will be.
Right. Harry and Meghan, during the Oprah Winfrey interview, said that they had learned that a royal had made kind of a racially charged comment about skin tone.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What? I was able to trace back.
I love that signature Oprah. What?
What?
She literally made $80 million on that special just going, what?
I was able to trace back, though, the comment that was made by Charles to Camilla over breakfast the day their engagement was announced.
Mm-hmm.
It was innocent, benign. There was nothing negative.
Even if it was innocent, it does not mean that it wasn't racial.
True. Yeah, I love how like everyone's trying to like bring down the royal family with these tell-all books, and you know, it's like, you're not bringing down the royal family. We know they're scumbags. We know they're leeches. They're gonna get away with it.
There's no question that Meghan and Harry are right, as Harry put it, shocking and awkward. But I don't think it was venal and racist in the way that was then made out to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just hours after this claim made headlines, the palace issued a denial saying Charles...
Yeah, what is the palace going to say? Oh yeah, we're a bunch of pedophiles and racists. Get the hell out of here.
It's never had this conversation, calling the claims, quote, fiction.
They are the emperors of denial.
Mm-hmm.
I have rock solid sources.
Yeah, you're rock solid.
What happened?
I absolutely stand by
everything.
I'm a man of honor.
In Brothers and Wives, out tomorrow.
I talk about the royal family for a living. I'm a man of honor. I'm a man of dignity. I would not lie to you for ratings and, you know, book publications. Just saying.
Anderson also claims one final blow that led to Mexit was when the Queen removed Harry and Meghan's photo from her 2019 Christmas speech.
Yeah, that was a pretty big moment. That's like, whoa, my life is so impacted now.
Another bombshell? The author says William was once so depressed,
uh-huh.
Kate and Harry staged an intervention for him.
Got it.
There was a big crisis when William was flying an air ambulance helicopter in northern England. He was coming, you know, seeing death in the most horrible ways.
Yeah, you know, dying doesn't sound good.
William said, I felt at a certain point that death was around every corner.
Oh, wow.
Dark that he was in the-
That's what happens when you lose parents. It kind of is in front of you at all times.
This downward spiral of depression.
Uh-huh.
Kate was getting very, very worried.
Oh my God. We're the royal family, and we're for once showing emotions. We're for once being human. We can't be like the peasants.
The enlisted Harry.
I can't be crying and feeling genuine human emotions.
And convincing William to get help.
Oh yeah, that's not gonna happen. I don't see William going to a shrink.
As for the deep rift between...
He's kind of an asshole.
William and Harry.
Right now, it looks like they're done with each other, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
Ah, whatever. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. We got huge breaking news, you know, right now. It's going to impact your life so much.
Charli D'Amelio just unfollowed Addison Rae on Instagram.
Yeah.
And while some fans suspect some drama behind the scenes, Charli just took to Twitter to explain why, and it honestly might surprise you. Let's get into it.
Yeah, that's the big news. Oh no, the world's ending, inflation, and Charli D'Amelio unfollowed Addison Rae. No! I mean, things are getting bad out there, man. When you got Charli D'Amelio unfollowing Addison Rae on Twitter, oh man. It's not good. I'm just saying, man. Makes you wonder, like, what's going to happen next on this planet of ours?
Are the queens of TikTok feuding?
They're feuding on TikTok?
Recent social media activity seems to suggest that Charli D'Amelio and Addison Rae could be on the outs.
No, their friendship that we know nothing about besides videos that are pre-recorded for a minute, their friendship could be over with? No way, Jose.
Over the weekend, eagle-eyed fans noticed that Charli had unfollowed Addison on Instagram, and the news had everyone assuming there was some serious bad blood between the pair. With a recent leak of a diss track demo that Charli's older sister, Dixie D'Amelio, recorded called Fake, that was about some intense friendship drama.
Mm-hmm. Ah, whatever. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is amazing. This show is so great. That's why I'm on the radio all the time. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. Go to ryanhoppyradio.com, and there you can hear the show wherever you want to go, man.
For Hollywood Life with your Car Jenner roundup, and today we are kicking things off with a little flirty update on Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian. The new couple is still going strong,
yeah,
after they were spotted enjoying breakfast at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
So relatable. They got breakfast.
Both Kim and Pete posed for a selfie with music journalist Paul Bearswick.
Yeah, let me go
and
over
they
here.
Looked casual and
already
happy.
Heard that.
Been outspoken in recent weeks about his hopes to reconcile.
Yeah, kind
of. Recall just a few days ago, the rapper shared an old image of him and Kim sharing a kiss with...
That sounds healthy. She loves that. She's going down on Pete, and she's like, oh God, Kanye tweeted again.
Headline from a viral rant while visiting Skid Row in Los Angeles.
Yes, Skid Row. I'm just saying, man, it sounds like a dangerous, wild time.
Believe that God would reunite the former couple. Well, Kim, who's now happily dating Pete Davidson, is reportedly...
Happily? Why? Because we just hear about it?
...not aligned with Kanye's thoughts on their future. A source told Hollywood Life exclusively that Kim is not getting back together with Kanye. Kim...
Yeah, she's sick of that douchebag. And you know Pete Davidson's probably better at sex. He's got less of a godlike complex. He's happy to be there.
Kim is not giving Kanye...
Kanye West probably took Kim Kardashian for granted. But every second that Pete Davidson is inside Kim Kardashian, you know he's taking that and just appreciating every second.
Not getting back together with Kanye. Kim is not giving Kanye any indication whatsoever that she wants to work it out. And she already told Kanye that their marriage was done months ago when she...
Oh yeah, but Kanye West really listens to other people.
...filed for divorce. The insider added that it wasn't until Kanye saw that Kim was moving on
and banging on Pete Davidson, and she's like, he's like, oh crap, I'm off the grid,
that he decided that he and Kim were going to work things out. But it's too late for that, and it's...
Yeah, she'll be back with him in a year.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. When I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best barber in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. He's over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard right next door to McDonald's. Here's what you do. You go to richkbarber.com. You sign up for an appointment. And when you sit down in that seat and you hang out with Rich Keeley, you tell him I sent you. And you talk really good about me.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
We are still trying to process Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello breaking up.
We are?
But there is nothing holding Shawn back from reminiscing about the quality time he got to spend with his then-girlfriend in lockdown. Let's get into it.
Man, lockdown was 2 years ago. Frightening. Time flies, man. Yeah, but you know that Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes just banged a lot.
Shawn Mendes is covering the fall-winter issue of Roller Coaster Magazine, and earlier this month, he talked with the magazine about spending the majority of the pandemic with Camila and her fam in Miami.
That's good, man. Just getting to know the family that ended up being not that important. What a good way to hang out in quarantine.
We should mention, it looks like this interview happened before Camila and Shawn shared matching statements announcing their split on...
I would assume, because I think they're not together anymore.
November 17th. Mm. Again, we still can't believe Shawn Mila is really over.
We're
while
like,
the photo shoot accompanying Shawn's issue is nothing short of smoldering and sexy...
All right, I can't take this. So he had a beautiful time with her in lockdown. A lot of oral sex that went upon.
This was actor Jussie Smollett in 2019, celebrating...
Ah, that heck. I could have turned my Trump supporters!
...after prosecutors made the controversial decision to drop criminal charges against him.
Ah, oh, yeah, that was Kim Fox and her dirty ass in Chicago letting crimes get, you know, get pushed to the side. It's Chicago's problem. They claim they'd, want to fix the crime problem, but when they want to bring in the Navy SEALs for the city and they're trying to come up with solutions, and the mayor and the criminal prosecutors seem to be protecting the criminals, it makes you wonder.
Instead, ordering him to perform community service.
Oh, yeah, clean up this diaper from the ground. You're really helping out, Jussie Smollett. You heck of an actor.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one.
No, you haven't.
That agreement later overruled after a special prosecutor reinvestigated the case and found abuse of discretion and operational failures by the Cook County State's attorney.
It's like, it's so long ago that it's like, whatever, dude. You know what I mean? Like, in the moment, this was so pre-pandemic anger that I was like, oh my God, enough of you, Jussie Smollett. And now I'm like, because Trump's not even president anymore. It was 3 years ago. It's like, who cares? Do you care anymore? 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Is there an ounce of you that cares at all about Jussie Smollett? Let me know.
In February 2020,
Jussie, whatever the hell his name is,
a new grand jury indicted Smollett on 6 felony disorderly conduct charges for lying to police.
That's
the bizarre
good.
Case began on a cold night in Chicago.
When everybody's outside, it's negative 20 out, right?
Smollett told police he was coming home from Subway around 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah, I get Subway at 1 in the morning. What a fun time.
When he says two men attacked him while yelling racist and homophobic slurs, threw bleach on him, and put a noose around his neck.
Do you want to take it off or anything?
But after putting hundreds of hours into investigating the case, police say Smollett's alleged attackers were two brothers from Nigeria that Smollett paid $3,500 to stage the attack.
That's not that much money, dummies.
The Osundaro brothers have expressed regret for their part in the alleged scheme and are...
No one wants to hang on the courtroom.
Expected to test...
Life should. Fuck it. I don't want to go to court or whatever.
Testify for the prosecution. They have not been charged with a crime. Over the summer, Smollett's attorney accused the special prosecutor of political motives, writing a...
Just saying, pretty obvious here.
In a statement, Mr. Smollett is innocent of these charges, and now we are focused on moving forward to trial.
Oh, true.
Now, legal experts tell NBC News that Smollett faces a maximum of 3 years in prison if convicted, but it's...
He won't get anything.
It's more likely that he would be sentenced to probation because he does have a clean record.
Ah, he's a clean little angel.
It never occurred to me that I would one day be considered for political leadership. It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder.
Yeah.
It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment.
All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey isn't getting into politics, at least not yet.
That is some enthusiasm in his report. All right, all right, all right.
Not to take at this moment.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey isn't getting into politics, at least not yet.
Oh, man. Please get into politics. Why not? Who cares anymore?
The Oscar winner announced his decision not to run for Texas governor, telling Instagram followers in a lengthy video over the weekend that he's aware he's been mentioned as a possible contender for...
I read the tweets from the peasants on Twitter.
...for the position in recent months. Though he admitted giving the notion serious thought, Matthew explained why he won't be pursuing elected office at this time.
Because it sucks.
What am I going to do?
What?
I'm going to continue to work and invest the bounty I have by supporting entrepreneurs, businesses, and foundations that I believe are leaders.
Oh, yeah.
Establishments that I believe are creating pathways for people to succeed in life.
Oh, he's a real life superhero. You go, boy. You do your thing, man. You are really crushing it. You are really going after your dreams. You are really fulfilling your midlife crisis.
Organizations that have a mission to serve and build trust.
Yeah.
While also,
I don't care anymore. He's going to just, you know, go around and save the day. Oh, my God. There's Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Valerie Bertinelli and her husband, Tom Vitale, are going their separate ways.
Oh, that sucks, man. My day's now ruined. Valerie Bertinelli is single again? What a concept.
After 10 years of marriage, the Food Network star filed for legal separation from her husband a day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. That's a real delightful day to do it. Let me just rub it in your face.
Hollywood.
Because you'll never get those in your face again.
Can confirm. In court documents, the 61-year-old cites...
Oh, she looks good for 61, man. Man, I thought she would be a good 53. She looks good for 61.
Reconcilable differences between the two as a cause for their split.
Oh, yeah.
That the actress has not filed for a dissolution of marriage at this time.
Oh, that's good. 856-49-HOPPY. Another split is going on in the world.
Tiffany Haddish and Common have reportedly split up.
Relationships we don't really know about are breaking up. No! It's almost like we should be worrying about our own life. But then I would not have a show.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is a reminder that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company is the best in the Bay. When I tell you, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I'd not steer you in the wrong direction. When I tell you, put those on chicken wings. Oh, my God. Think about the best sex you've ever had with your wife. Oh, no, no, it's not even close. The sensation you get when you get the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company isn't even close, man. It's even better. But I know that time where your wife was pretty good anyway.
Happy Hour.
She didn't use teeth.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour. Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hall was in.
Let me rewind that. That was not perfect production, but we have never been perfect a day in our lives on Happy Hour, so never expect that.
TikToker Bryce Hall was in hot water after claiming that he hooked up with Selena Gomez, but now he's saying that was just a joke. Let's get into it.
Oh, no. She's like, damn it, dude. I didn't want people to know that I gave you head.
Bryce has more than 20 million followers on TikTok.
But he's going to be going in the same ground as everybody else.
An avid fan.
Or the air.
Fans on his YouTube channel where he documents the ins and outs of his life.
Oh yeah, he's such a unique guy. Oh my God, Bryce Hall is amazing.
Which is how he got.
I like Bryce Harper. He's a douche too.
The clout to participate in the YouTube series Reality House. But a comment that he made about Selena Gomez on the latest episode
just rubbed people the wrong way.
Viewers by surprise.
I know.
While playing a game of Never Have I Ever on the series second episode.
That's when things get naughty. And that's when things get crazy. It's when the millennials bring out the card games. Word to humanity, things are getting kinky.
Episode, Bryce totally shocked fans with his answer to Never Have I Ever Hooked Up with an A-list Celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Is Selena Gomez an A-list?
Definitely.
Oh, that's a little way to name drop. I just casually had intercourse with Selena Gomez.
Right.
I'm one of those pretentious Los Angeles assholes that always has to name drop.
Crazy.
Yeah. I cannot believe you.
That's hard to believe. Thanks for having me, guys. I won't be participating tomorrow because I'll be recovering.
Oh, man, he's a real douche. Man, if I ever have a daughter, let me figure out how to word this. If I ever have a daughter, I'm going to be so nice to her and the best father ever. Because, man, I would not want her to date a small... it's getting weird. I would not want her to date a person like him. He is not a good person. It is a very weird way of saying it. 856... 49 happy.
The 2022 Grammy nominations were just announced with Olivia Rodrigo basically dominating this year's list.
I can't take your voice. So basically, Billie Eilish and Olivia Rodrigo had a lot of nominations. So yeah. I think I'm just old. I don't really get Billie Eilish. Whenever the hell I hear it, I'm like, feel like I'm about to crash a car because it puts me to sleep. But I don't know if that's the... Gen Z that likes bland avocado toast and likes to look like every bland chick ever, like the D'Amelias and Kardashians. So it's a very bland generation. So they like that bland music of Billie Eilish because there's really no other explanation of why you would like it because it's hot garbage. I'm just saying.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey are
thin. Oh man, we're not perfect a day in our life. Let me rewind this.
Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey are thankful and hungry.
Yeah, they are real hungry.
The couple celebrated Thanksgiving Day together with Lori's family on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, I bet Michael B. Jordan and Steve Harvey had some masculine tension.
And it seemed to be full of family, fun, and lots of...
And Steve Harvey being the dad joke all day. Oh, dad, shut up. You're not at work.
Food. The 24-year-old gave fans an inside look at the delicious holiday spread on Instagram.
Oh, they did?
Revealing that his family likes to eat early.
Oh, wow. Rich people getting really perfect meals catered, and they're making it seem like they cooked it? Whoa!
And showed off the feast, which included mac and cheese, cornbread, potatoes.
Perfectly made. So it's not even like you know when like there's a home-cooked meal and it doesn't look the prettiest, but oh, it tastes good. Their meal looked so perfectly made that they did not make this.
Spaghetti. And of course, a tasty-looking turkey.
But you do know that Steve Harvey is probably a perfectionist. He's probably a douchebag. So you would expect his idea of an Instagram Thanksgiving to be very perfect.
Michael B. Jordan seemed to be indulging in the decadent meal himself.
Oh, yeah, he likes his meat.
Lori poked fun at her.
Well, he's dating Lori Harvey.
And while he was eating, posting a video of him chowing down with the caption, fat over here got three plates.
All right, man. Everything was just such a good time at this Steve Harvey house. Woohoo!
Millions of Americans heading home today after seeing family this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There are now growing concerns about that new COVID variant. Omicron was first detected.
Oh, yeah. Omicron Percy I-8. That's what I think of from Futurama. Oh, yeah. You know, until the day we die, that there is just going to be strain after strain after strain after strain after strain. It's never really going to go away, so just get used to it. I'm not saying that's a good thing, because it's not at all, but it's the new normal. You know what I mean? You know, everyone goes, oh, it's the new normal. Yeah. It's the new normal.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over.
Oh, it is.
Happy hour is now over.
It is.
Happy hour is now over.
Bye.
And like that, he's gone.